You're listening to Clown Town Talk Show, your new home for athlete interviews, sports commentary, and a whole lot more. Let's get into it.
Welcome back to Clown Town Talk Show. We got an awesome, awesome episode for you guys today. We got Maurice Carnell, CFL player. He was on about, I want to say, about 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
So it's great to have him back. And we're going to get into a lot of talking points. But I just kind of want to get a little more intro and background about you and kind of some updates since we last had you on.
Yeah. What's up? And these guys, you know. What was it, about 2 years ago?
Yeah, I want to say probably almost exactly 2 years ago.
2 years ago when I was back at Hamilton. Just in the background, really, was on a practice roster, totally different situation where I'm at now, which, you know, I'm so thankful, so blessed for. And, you know, they even, you know, recognized me during that moment. So to be back on it now in a whole different situation and, you know, being on an active roster this time, man, is amazing. That shows you, you know, never stop believing in yourself and, you know, keep that foot on the gas, man, and stick to the script.
Absolutely, man. It's great to have you back on. So, Kurt, you correct me if I'm wrong, you were on the – Toronto Tartugas, is that how you pronounce it?
Nah. We the Argos.
Argos. Okay, yeah, so they were the Tartugas, though.
I don't remember that name. I just know they since I've known they always been Toronto Argos.
Toronto Argos. Okay, I don't know why it's Tartugas.
Argonauts.
Argonauts. Okay. All right. Yeah. And how was your time so far there?
Can you repeat that?
How was your time so far there?
I'm still here at the moment.
Yeah. How's it been going?
Man, like this year was different. Going into camp, I came into a real opportunity. I was aware, you know, I had a real chance, you know, fighting for a starting job, which, you know, that's all I wanted, all I prepared for. So came through and, you know, ever since I got into camp, just been making plays and, you know, leaving it all on the field. And they seen that. Unfortunately, I got hurt towards the end of training camp. I actually had a small little tear in my groin, which put me down for about 3-4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had to rehab and get that back stronger. And then next thing you know, thank God, you know, I was able to come back in right where I left off and do what I do.
Yeah.
It's been an amazing time here. The team, the whole organization is awesome, man. And, you know, I'm glad I'm back. You know, glad I'm getting an opportunity to play. That's all that matters.
Absolutely. That's awesome, man. And so you just played your former team, right?
Yeah. Man, we played them. Like three times, it's crazy. It was pretty cool, man. It was real cool because, you know, that was my old team and stuff. So you know, I wanted to show out and, you know, I was gonna do my thing regardless. And we came out on top.
That's great.
It's awesome, man.
Yeah. Hey, so I got a question for you. I wasn't here last time when we interviewed you, but can you just like fill me in on kind of some of the differences that you've seen like with the NFL and the CFL and some things you like more about the CFL and like overall kind of how it works, like thoughts, likes, dislikes?
It's a very exciting game. Like both games are exciting, but I don't know, the CFL is just different. It's a quick pace, fast changing game, and you know, no lead is ever safe out here.
Yeah. That makes it so much more exciting, I feel
It makes it so much more exciting. So that's, you know, that's major. That's major. That's what it's all about. It's an entertainment league. And, you know, the games be fun. Even our most recent game against Ottawa came down to the last drive. So, you know, that them be the most memorable wins, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. Being able to, you know, cover on this big old field, it's guys don't understand till, you know, they come out here and stand on that field and see how really big it is. Like, even though, you know, I play in the boundary, but, you know, my guys over there in the field, man, it's a big old field. Either way, you got to cover. You got to be able to cover.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I feel like you can do that on this field. Man, it's a little bit easier down south.
No, for sure. Yeah. You got to put in the work in the off season too, I bet. Do you have do you have like a routine that you do like every off season, or do you just kind of like see who's working it that day, roll with them, or?
You know, it's a lot of guys out back home in the city from San Diego who, you know, always back home and working. You know, you got guys get together, you know, do one-on-ones, just working on technique, and, you know, just coming together and making each other better. And so, yeah, it's a routine, you know, we do a couple times out the week, maybe about 3-4 days out the week, get out on the field, you know, do some one-on-ones, do some techniques and drills against each other. You know, I got some QBs, some receivers that, you know, I'm locked in with out back home, and we just be making each other better.
That's dope. Do you so you got hurt, but I'm assuming like before you got hurt you had like a daily routine that you go through the motions, like before practice, before games. What's your daily routine like?
So my daily routine, I wake up at about 5:45, 5:50. I'm an early bird.
Yeah, though.
I gotta get up and get at it. It's just, you know, it's just different. So I get up that early, head to the facility, you know, I work out early in the morning. It's a little thing we got going called the Breakfast Club with a few of the guys being there early. Get our lift in, our little exercising in, whatever we gotta do. And then after that, get a little breakfast from the cafeteria. Shout out, you know, they taking care of us. After breakfast, might get a little treatment, you know, depending on how I'm feeling. And then after that, we, you know, meetings, practice, after practice, more treatment, more film with the guys, and, you know, back home, man, off my feet, relaxing, watching.
What time's that at? What time do you get out usually?
We finish around about 1 o'clock.
Oh, it's not bad. That's pretty solid, actually.
Yeah.
Dude, I wish I had your schedule. You definitely work a lot harder than me.
we get off pretty early. But, you know, shoot, we be at the facility as long as we can, man. Just want to get better each and every day, so.
Love that.
Yep, sure. That's what it's about.
Exactly, dude. So do you notice with the fans specifically, actually, do you notice like a big difference between the fans and like the CFL and like other leagues you played in? Like, are they more rowdy here?
Man, they are more rowdy here. They are, especially Hamilton. Me being on the other side now is like, wow, they crazy.
You get booed when you make a play, when you make a good play?
You said, did I get what? Oh, yeah. Even, you know, I'm on the sideline, they barking at me. And that's everywhere, though. Even at Ottawa, they was barking at us. I love it, though. When they do that, that just turn me up, turn the team up. We love it. That's part of the game, man. Playing away probably funner than playing at home.
Yeah.
And okay. I like it.
So what do you think, so obviously there's a lot of turnover with, like, NFL teams, and, like, you've always been bouncing around between the NFL and the CFL.
Yeah.
So the question that kind of I've been wondering is, like, are you able to stay in touch with some of your ex-teammates that you were close with, or do the relationships kind of fizzle?
Yeah, you know, I stay in touch with a lot of my teammates, you know, even from back to junior college. And a lot of them guys, you know, been reaching out to me lately because they know my story. To see me playing right now, being able to really play right now out there making plays and, you know, just helping my team and doing what I'm doing right now, people see that and they reach out to me with these, you know, with love. They sending me, you know, they sending me my flowers while I'm here. And it means a lot because, like I said, they know my story. They know the adversity I had to get through to get where I'm at. They know that, you know, I never gave up and I never stopped. I'm here. So the message, all the love I've been getting, man, is unreal. And, you know, I just appreciate it. I truly appreciate it. Because this sports, man, it could get taken away from you like that. You never know.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, I definitely stay in touch with all my guys.
That's great.
Awesome. How do you feel, like, what do you think the CFL can do to kind of get more, like, of an American audience? I feel like not many people that I know, like, even, like, huge sports fans don't really, like, follow it as much as, like, say, me and Joe do.
Yeah.
It's a great league.
They just got to keep, you know, doing what they doing. Get us on these big platforms. Mm-hmm. You see, they got the contract with ESPN. I think pretty much all the games were broadcasted on ESPN this year, which was, you know, awesome. And they just gotta keep pressing that situation. Keep, you know, posting on all the social medias, because, you know, all our family and fans and everybody back in the States, they go keep watching it, and, you know, they go it's just gonna keep spreading it and getting bigger. So.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, definitely got to keep that going. And a lot of guys got, you know, homies that's in the league. So, you know, whoever they is telling they boys on their teams out there in the NFL. So it's going to keep growing for sure. We just got to keep making it exciting and
doing
what we do. Yeah.
Yeah. And compared to whatever happened yesterday, like in the NFL, like most of the games that I've ever seen are way better in comparison to the games I saw yesterday. Like, everyone, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. Man, sometimes I be watching the games back down south, and I just be looking at the field like, dang, why the field look so small? Look at the end zone, like, so little. It's just crazy, you know, seeing it like that.
Right.
From being out here in Canada.
So obviously you had a little experience with Dennis Allen at, like, being Saints training camp. So I just, like, taking this role in the Saints and stepping up and being the head coach.
That's a major opportunity for him. Major opportunity for him. You know, we go see what he do with it. He was real cool when I was there. Chopped it up with me. Even though, you know, I was out there making plays, and so, you know, it's unfortunate, a game, but it's all a numbers thing, and, you know, it was my time to go on. But, you know, I still be watching them, and it's dope. I see they had that huge win.
Yeah.
I think they got lucky, though, but.
Win is a win.
Yeah. And he needed that. So we go see how they doing.
Awesome, yeah.
Sure.
Hell of a game yesterday.
Yeah, just massive Saints fan. Just, oh my God, it was ridiculous yesterday.
Joe, hearing you say they got lucky probably just, like, killed him. Probably just, like, dead mad, dude.
They did not get lucky.
It was all planned, yeah.
I knew it.
They did, man. I don't know what that cornerback was doing on that play.
Which one? Which play?
The deep ball. The deep ball he gave up.
Oh, yeah. That was, I forget who that was, but that was a nightmare. Was it
against Diggs?
Man, no.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Saints game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't Lattimore, was it?
Uh-uh.
Higgins talking about Diggs?
Yeah, I don't think it was Diggs.
No, it wasn't Diggs.
What are you talking about?
Diggs and the Vikings, like when that cornerback completely whiffed on him.
Oh, you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about Marcus Williams, who's no longer the same.
Oh yeah, you talking about that play? Yeah, that was crazy.
You didn't know Marcus Williams, did you? You never met him.
Mm-mm.
No.
No, I was only there. I didn't even make it to training camp. I was there for rookie mini camp, so you know they wasn't in yet at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of transition. What is one piece of advice that you would give to a young athlete that is like trying to prove him or herself and try to make it?
Man, you gotta be consistent every single day, because it's so easy to get comfortable and go downhill, take your game downhill. You gotta be consistent. You gotta work hard nonstop. You go get knocked down. You go get told no. You gotta just keep believing in yourself. Stay prayed up. I mean, pray up like every single day, every night. And stay at it, stay consistent. And you go get that breakthrough, you go get that opportunity. When you do, you got to make most of it and do what you do with it. So that's my advice I would tell them. You know, take care of that body now. Mm-hmm. That matters. Take care of that body.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing.
Yeah. I kind of had a question about, like, kind of going back to college. Like, what do you think about, like, the expansion for the playoffs? How do you think that impacts maybe most of the games that are going on? I feel like they become much more impactful and maybe, like, kind of show a lot more players, like, than maybe, like, some, like, lower-end team that you don't really think is going to do good. But then now they're, like, okay, well, now there's 12 teams that make it. If we compete.
Yeah,
like, a lot of us will get more like either views like towards like the CFL and NFL.
Mm-hmm. And that's gonna be major, like you said. It's giving a lot more school opportunities to see, because people play different.
Yeah,
in the playoffs, like you just never know. Players lock into a whole different, you know, mode in the playoffs. So like, I feel like it's gonna be a chance to see a lot of huge upsets.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so that's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
It's going to be super exciting. I'm glad they did that.
Right, I know.
I think it was needed, man. It was like just the playoffs. Just
it was. Cause
you go undefeated and like not make the playoffs. Like,
yeah, that's wild. That's super wild.
Hey, so do you have like a favorite team that you've been a part of? Like one team that really just stands out where you like still talk to a bunch of the guys or anything like that?
A part of the team, I would say my JUCO guys from Grossmont College.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's dope.
You know, it was different there. Like, my time was cool at UNA, but I would say definitely my JUCO brothers.
You still keep in touch?
Yeah, definitely. Cause you know that JUCO grind, man, different. All my JUCO dudes who listen to this, they feel me and they could vouch. Man, that was just a totally different brotherhood right there. That you come together with and get it out the mud. Yep. Yeah.
It seems like one of those teams that just like everyone put the work in.
Yeah, and they run San Diego. You know, they out there beating up on Southwestern, beating up on Mesa College. So I just seen it the other day on Facebook. We smashed on Southwestern College. So, you know, it's a little battle of the city right now. And they're the top dogs. So I love them. Shout out them. Grossmont. The Griffiths.
Love it. Yeah, definitely. I feel like you've just had to prove yourself more being a JUCO and just like all grind together. And, you know, I feel like there's definitely a bond where it's like unbreakable. It's like compared to once you make it into the NFL or the CFL.
Yeah.
Because JUCO, you're not there yet, right? So you have to, you know, really push each other to win and kind of help each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Throughout, throughout your playing time, have you like, what was your, I can't believe, like, this is my job moment? Like, have you had one of those where you're like, you almost like take a step back and you're like, whoa, like either good or bad, like,
heck yeah,
like this is not
man, like the Labor Day Classic, which is a huge game out here, and you know it's played at Hamilton. We already done seen them twice, and you know it was just regular. But I don't know, something about that Labor Day Classic. It was you know, that the pregame. I was out there, and it just hit me like, wow. Because I watched that game 2 years in a row. I watched it. I didn't play in it. And, you know, which killed me. So, like, when I was running out there and just knowing it's the Labor Day Classic and I'm finally playing in it, man, it hit me. I'm like, wow, like, it's here.
That's insane.
It's here. It couldn't be no other perfect day, perfect game. Couldn't be no other team. Like, it was just perfect. It just hit me right there. And I was like, wow, let's get it.
That's awesome.
And, man, even coming home, you know, every day right now where I'm living in Toronto, is I look out my window and I'm like, wow. Like you said, this is my job. I really live here. Like, I'm in Toronto. This is a top three city in the world. Like, a beautiful city. I'll be waking up like, I'm blessed. I'm really here in Toronto. It's wild. So,
that's awesome, man.
Yeah, taking advantage of it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite place to go out there?
Favorite place to go?
Yeah.
Dang, that's a good question.
Like, I'm coming up to Toronto. Where should I go?
He said, where should I go? Queen Street, King Street. It got, you know, everything on that street from, you know, the shopping stores. They got a couple of sneaker club stores.
Definitely. You said where strip club? About. Yeah, it's definitely where you're talking about. He's got like the address like already queued up.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I ain't been to the strip club. I'll be out the way.
You're busy training, dude.
Busy guy.
Even if you were, hey, now, I don't
know. He doesn't have to pay. You kidding me?
I do be outside eating. I could tell you some restaurants to go to. That's one thing I'm gonna do is go eat good.
Oh yeah,
and vibe out.
Meal. You got a go-to meal, like when you go out to dinner.
A go-to meal.
Yeah, like steak.
Yeah. Nah, it's not really steak. I like steak. I have it, here and there sometimes. But, you know, I'm a big – my Italian food is my favorite food, so
– Oh, you're speaking my language, dude.
Yeah, my go-to is like a Bolognese pasta.
Oh, dude. Man. Don't get me started on that shit. Man. That's so good.
For real. The other day, I had some Wagyu. It was Wagyu beef in my Bolognese. Man, it was so good. So amazing. We was actually in Ottawa. It was a new restaurant in Ottawa. We went out to, man, had some Wagyu Bolognese, and it was just amazing. Gotta have it.
What's your favorite city to travel to?
Man. See, I ain't even been nowhere yet but Ottawa, and that's it. I missed all the other – when I was hurt, I missed the away game to Saskatchewan. I missed the away game to Montreal. I ain't been out to Montreal yet, and I heard it's real nice out there. And Vancouver. I missed the Vancouver trip. I heard Vancouver is awesome. So I can't really say yet until I visit them places.
Yeah,
I'm definitely trying to go to BC and see what it looks like out there.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, next time you go out there, everyone else is going to be like, yeah, no, we're just out here. Like, we already know where to go and everything. It's just going to be even better next time, I feel like.
Yeah.
Then you're not looking for spots. You already know.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah. And I got boys out there, so I know they'll point me in the right direction.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's what's up. Yeah, actually, Delvin Bro, y'all remember?
Yeah, dude.
My guy, yes. He out there in BC doing his thing.
Have you been talking to him bro. Lately?
Huh?
Have you been talking to him lately?
Man, like I said, he was the one of the guys the first reach out to me and congratulate me and tell me how happy he was seeing me playing.
Like, that's great.
He know the work that was put in and
oh, yeah.
What yeah, he knows. Yeah.
If anyone put in work, it's that guy.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, man. And he's still going. That's what's keeping me going.
It's insane. It's actually crazy that it's unbelievable.
That pushes everybody around him. It's just like he knows how to like get people like just going and just like
yep,
just absolutely keep with themselves.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. That's something forever. Like
that's great. Man. Yeah, he was a really great to talk to, and he was a great guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
So, what were you doing right now if you weren't playing football?
What would I be doing right now if I wasn't playing football? So last year during the offseason, I actually started taking classes on real estate, online classes.
Oh, great.
So, you know, that's another interest I'm in besides football is, you know, property, real estate. So, you know, I'm trying to learn the game of that. And the plan is this year. Yeah, the planning is this year, this offseason. You know, to get my first property.
That's nice.
And you know, get it.
Yeah.
Get it going. Get it started. Get it going.
That's sick.
You got something in mind? Are you trying to get like an open lot? Or are you trying to get like commercial? Like get some return on this?
Commercial. That's big. I actually, me and my pops just been talking about that. But right now, get a lot first.
Build on it.
Yeah.
That's a smart move, too.
Mm-hmm. He was actually in Texas, and we got a couple lots out there that, you know, we didn't lock in, so.
Oh, nice.
It's man. It's so, but like I said, man, the position I'm in, where I was 2 years ago, man, it's a blessing. So,
dude, that's awesome.
It's a lot of stuff happening for me right now that's in the process, and yeah, it's just an exciting year.
Yeah,
that's great, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I really appreciate you coming on. It was unbelievable having you back on and kind of updating us on your progress since last time we had you. And definitely want to be able to stay in touch.
Definitely, man. Appreciate y'all having me. Like I said, man, thank you. Y'all boys locked in with me even before. Who I was, who I am now, and I truly appreciate the opportunity.
Dude, it's been amazing watching you. We've just been, like, me and Joe basically talking all the time about the CFL. We're just like, how did we get this guy on 2 years ago, and now we're just like, holy shit. Like,
yeah, progress is unbelievable, man. We've been watching you. We follow you.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to see what the future holds, man.
Yeah. Man,
appreciate your time again, Maurice.
Thank you. Y'all keep locking in. Go Argos.
Will do, man. Thank you,
sir.
All right.
All right. Bye. Take care.